You're listening to an Irreverent Podcast.
For more unholy content from our friends, head to irreverent.fm.
Hey friends, it's Josie. Long time no talkie. I don't know. I just woke up and decided to record this episode because it's been a while, and tell you why, tell you what's been going on, what I'm thinking, all that good shit. So first reason is technical, my Adobe situation. I do all of my things on Adobe because I'm a bougie ass bitch and I don't want to learn anything else. So my Adobe subscription, what's it called? Well, I had it free because Ryan was in grad school, and then he graduated last year, and they just figured out that he's no longer in grad school, so I didn't have it anymore. And, you know, paying for shit is so terrible, so I was trying to get my job to get it for me, but we're a poor little church, so instead I found out that I could get, like, a nonprofit subscription. And then I figured, well, I need this shit for my own personal use, so I might as well get this discounted and pay for it myself. So that's what I did. $20 a month, but I get all of Adobe. It's great. Because otherwise, it's more than that. And I'm so over these monthly subscriptions. Like, let me spend $800 once and never have to buy it again. Like, leave me alone. But whatever, I digress. Money grabs aside. I think I stopped recording around the time that the 1 year anniversary of my friend Billy's death was coming up. And obviously grief. I'm obsessed with grief right now. I think analyzing it and making it more of a logical thought experiment helps me process. Maybe I'm just a lunatic. I don't know. I've been making art. I've been, you know, writing essays. Maybe I'm just delving into the human experience, but it was rough. I don't know. A year without somebody you love just feels like a lifetime. And it also feels like the blink of an eye. And you feel terrible because they're not here. But anyways, it's not about grief. Just after that, you know, the slothfulness kicks in. Of depression. I didn't want to do anything. I did the bare minimum. And now that I've had some time to grieve, I mean, I had some family drama. There's a lot of shit going on, but I don't really care about that. I'm an adult. Move past it. Bitches are bitches, and I'm done with that, right? Whatever. So I was pretty much just resting. You know, I discovered the X-Files. Oh god, I love the X-Files. I'm almost done. I'm on the last few episodes of the new reboots or whatever. So it was really nice to, like, give in to an obsession for a little bit. And by obsession, I just mean binge watching, because I am too scared of people on the internet to delve into, like, the Reddit forums or whatever people do when they like shows. I'm scared of all of you fans, so I'm not gonna. So I've been doing that and a lot of crocheting. I've been making art through crochet. My hands are fucked currently because I started crocheting with tiny thread, like my ancestors, Mexican lace, except I'm not making Mexican lace because I'm not that talented. I'm just making flowers. And yeah, my hands are really fucked up. I need to get a rest from that, but I'm not going to. Instead, I just moved back to bigger yarn, but it's gonna be a mess anyways. Whatever, it's fine. But during this time of rest, I've been thinking about faith, and it was Pride Month, so we had a busy month at our church. We're big Pride people. We're big gay people. Big gay church. And I'm going to tell you a little story about what happened at Pride. I had a booth because I was letting Orange County, California know that one, we're an affirming church, and two, we host weddings at our beautiful building. So come get married here. Oh my gosh, it's so cheap, so cute, so gay. Come here. So I had a booth. And towards the end of the day, where I was getting ready to pack up and leave because I was tired, and as much as I love my gay community, I'm an old lady. I don't want to dance. I don't want to be in the hot sun. I'm tired. I want to go home. Let me be gay on my couch, please. So anyways, not the demographic for pride, but I was working. I mean, I enjoyed it. So it was towards the end of the time. My partner Ryan and I are chilling. And then this group of people walk up to me with a microphone in their hand and a camera in my face. And they said, "Hi, we're just here to talk to churches." And, da, 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 da. And I was like, great. I knew exactly what this was, right? I was like, fantastic. This is my opportunity to shine. My opportunity to stay cool, calm, and collected and smart. Oh my gosh. And yes, they're asking how I could possibly justify being at a gay pride march and party festival as a church. Like, how can I reconcile that with the scripture and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, it was the same old bullshit talking points. They were not smart. They were not understanding what was going on. I shouldn't say that they're not smart, but they were not the cognitive dissonance that it takes to go into pride and go up to a church who has been dealing with gay issues and gay, you know, apologetics, for lack of a better word, as a young person who is obviously new to the game or you have not progressed theologically. To go up to a church that has been dealing with these issues and try to play a game of gotcha. Wow. You really did not think this through. That maybe these churches have heard the same bullshit that you all have been spewing. And they have answers for every single one of your questions. Like, does that not... And I'm not even the pastor, right? But... it's the same old bullshit online, on the comments. It's like, yeah, I get it. Oh my gosh. Whatever. This is how much cognitive dissonance we're talking about. He was talking about translations. And I was like, how many translations are there of the Bible? Like, they're translated by people. You don't know what the scripture actually says because you don't read Hebrew, Greek, or Aramaic. And he's like, well, I got my Hebrew Bible right here in my pocket. And I was like, I thought you said you didn't know how to read Hebrew. Like, and he's like, no, but it has the English word for word translation on the side. And I was like, oh my God, like, you're not understanding this. You don't know what the Hebrew says. You're trusting somebody that wrote this on the side. Like, you don't know if they're wrong. Like, you could say, anyways, it could just be bullshit written on the Hebrew side for all you know. Like, he was not understanding that direct translations are not always possible between languages, but, you know. And I had a fun time. I would play to the camera, because most times people don't. My partner was there, and this other guy who was Latino, so I was feeling a little bit more aggressive towards this person as, you know, my own people, was getting really aggressive with Ryan, and... I, like, put my arm in front of Ryan, like moms do when they're breaking hard. The seatbelt is supposed to not work, I guess, with their arm well. And I was like, stop talking to him. This is done. Like, because Ryan grew up Mormon, and he also doesn't spend as much time with these fucking issues as I do. So he doesn't know how to, like, keep his cool and, like, talk back. And he doesn't have the answers to all the questions because he's not all that interested. But he's smart, so he fucking figures it out. And I was like, stop talking to him. You're not talking to him. You're talking to me, okay? Because also, it's my job to be there. He's just there to make sure I don't fucking die. So, you know, you're talking to me. And they're like, oh, well, you don't submit to anybody, do you? And I was like, no, I don't. And I did, and I pointed to the camera, and I was like, I don't submit to nobody. It was a lot cooler in my head. And I think it was cooler, like, than that in person. But I kept, like, pointing... doing, like, little finger guns to the camera, and I was like, so what are you doing here? Like, is this, like, a gotcha moment? Like, I broke that fourth wall. I did not play the game. it was hilarious. And then after that, I was like, you know, I think my break is done. Like, I think I'm done resting. And I think that I came to that realization. Because friends, I have to admit something to you. My greatest kink in life is making men feel inferior. Oh my God, I said it. Ugh, I know it's terrible. I know it's bad. I know that this is not. Some people are gonna be like, yeah, that's right, woo. But also, I try to be nice, and that shouldn't be like my default. In this situation, I think it was fine, right? Because they're coming into my safe space and they deserve it. But I try to keep it calm. I try to keep it cool, calm and collected. Now that I'm married, I'm not sleeping around, being a hoe, you know. I don't do this to Ryan because, again, that's rude. But, oh my God, was I just on cloud nine after this whole debacle. I was like, I was like, yes, I'm so smart. I'm so cool. Oh. Anyways, the passion is back. The grief is over and the passion is back. Oh God, I'm gonna get in so much trouble, aren't I? I also found out that this pastor has been stalking me to get dirt on my friend, because my friend's mom goes to his church and he's like a young pastor guy, and the pastor community in Southern California is really small, and I've heard from multiple people, multiple pastors of churches who are like, yeah, that guy's an asshole. I don't know how they know him. Different denominations. Oh, he's a Southern Baptist pastor, by the way. Ugh. Fuck me. This is a church I used to go to as a kid, and I've never met this guy. He's talking shit, and he can listen to my shit too. That's fine. Anyways, my friend and I had a good laugh about it. It was brought up. He brought it up. And I just love living rent-free in people's heads. Oh, it's so fun. I get off on it. What can I say? I'm problematic. It's a problem. It probably comes from purity culture. Let's go back to the Christianity right for a second. Not that we ever left. But it probably goes back to the purity culture, because, I mean, we were always told to be submissive to men. And so I went to the opposite extreme, and I was only interested in making men submit to me. And I'm still not rid of that mentality. I try to be egalitarian, we're all equal, but in a male-dominated world, sometimes people need to be put in their place, like this pastor who is stalking my podcast. I hope you enjoy. I hope you use it in your sermons. I hope you tell people about it so they can listen. Rage listening, same numbers, you know, same sponsors. If there are any, I don't know. Anyways, it's good for my numbers. It's good for my podcast network. Check out all the other podcasts on the Irreverent Media Group. They're great. What else was I saying before I went on a rant? Well, anyways, my passion is back. I'm not bored anymore. Yesterday, I also got off birth control, and I'm feeling like a fucking lunatic. And immediately after, this is like TMI, but I don't care because it's relevant. Immediately after I stopped taking birth control, the condom breaks and I have to take Plan B, and I am fucking crazy, okay? I'm on day 3 of these symptoms and I feel batshit insane. This is actually good segue, because I feel like exacting my revenge by making Ryan get a vasectomy. And I mean, it's not really revenge because he agrees and he thinks it's a great idea. Typical male answer. But anyways, I'm batshit crazy at the moment. And I think it's contributing to my passion. I hope it sticks around. Because yesterday I cleaned the backyard. I don't clean the backyard. I don't go into the backyard. The backyard is none of my business. That is Ryan's domain and the dog's bathroom, okay? I hang out on my couch. I'm not trying to catch some rays, you know. I'm trying to stay cozy on my couch. And I clean that shit. I hose down. I got rid of the spiders on the pergola, the roofie thing. Anyways, I have a lot of energy, so I'm recording this episode right now in my Plan B mania state. Not real mania. I'm not trying to minimize mania, but I do feel a little fucking manic as somebody who has experienced mania. Oh, gosh. Anyways, I'm excited to talk to new people. So if you want to come on the podcast, please, please join us. Episode on Shiny Happy People coming soon with, oh my gosh, the best special guest in the world. I'm not going to tease it now, but longtime listeners are going to really enjoy this special guest. Other than that, I'm looking for feedback. I'm looking for, well, not from the haters, all right? I'm looking for what everybody wants, like, who should I talk to? I'm going to try to get some of my more well-known friends on the podcast because I feel like it's been a while and I miss them, and podcasting is the easiest way to hang out. fun fact, we pretty much only hang out when we're working, and it's great. You know, we go to festivals, hippie Christian festivals, and technically we're working, but we're also hanging out. We podcast together and we're shooting the shit, but we're also technically working. It's, you know, podcast spoiler. So, other than that, what else was I going to tell you? Oh, yes. Who do you want to see? Who should I talk to? What topics should I cover? Send me ideas, because I don't always know what you want to listen to. I feel a little on the edge of ex-evangelicalism as somebody who grew up predominantly in a Latin church. I'm sure you don't want to hear what's it called? Not expository. I don't know, whatever. I'm sure you don't want to hear about Marcos Witt, you know? I'm sure you don't want to hear, I don't even know if it's problematic, but I'm sure you don't want me to figure it out. I'm sure Jesus Adrian Romero, I'm sure you don't want to hear about that guy too, and how my dad dated his sister. And to you, that doesn't mean anything if you're not from Latin America, but he's really famous. So my dad, you know, whatever, whatever. Or the time that my dad had Julissa's number. Wow. Oh my gosh. You don't even know who that is, but she's great. So please let me know. Who should I interview? Who should I love and adore? If you want to come on this podcast, that's always possible. I'm going to do the hot takes again. Obviously, I love doing those. I do get a little lazy, so that's what that's about. Ooh, symptoms. Anyways, friends, I've missed you. I love you. I'm going to continue to do the Instagram and the whatever. I would do TikTok, but my TikTok is a mess and I kind of like it. It's mostly me trying out those filters that go really fast and then stop on something. And then my dogs. I don't know. I think it's cute. And I like having a platform where I'm not polished. One where it's just me in the same spot of my couch every day. I really enjoy that. What do you want to see from this platform? If I don't hear anything, I'm just going to do the same thing. And maybe that's what you want anyway, so that's fine. I just am asking out of courtesy, you know. That's what that is. I am specifically looking for a diehard Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan to come on this podcast, because I have some ideas to run past you, some concepts, you know. Like, I saw something on TikTok that gave me an idea, but I personally know pretty much the bare minimum of the pop culture surrounding the Kardashians. Like, I know some things. Like, I know what's her face got married to Blink-182. Kourtney Kardashian to Travis Barker, not Baker Barker. Anyways, so I know the bare minimum. I know some things. But I have some ideas. I have, you know, you probably already saw this TikTok. It's not unique, okay? But I want to talk about it. So if you're a Kardashian super fan, even if, I prefer if you liked them because I don't really want to bash them. But if you can control yourself and you know literally everything about their lives, then that's fine as well. I really want to talk about, you know, some crazy crises surrounding them and the church, you know? It's on topic. But yeah, this is going to be a short episode, obviously. It's just like a re-intro, a hello, I'm back, I'm sorry I left, I was sad, I was lackluster, but now I'm hoping to be back. If it's inconsistent, mind your business, okay? This is a free show. But I'm trying my best, all right? I'm going to try my best. Other than that, friends, as always, you can find me at Josie Takes the World on Instagram, where I am pretty inactive. I mean, I'm active on stories, but, you know, they're not. They're just crazy things that happen in my life. So if you want a glimpse of my personal, that's that personal. you get to see how crazy I am in real life. And my dogs, which are super cute. They all have their flea coats, so they're all shaved in and beautiful and gorgeous, gorgeous. Chispas living right next to the mamas. Yes, dog content. You can find the podcast at Speaking in Church, where I will be posting things again. Namely, fun little reels that are messy and lovely and gorgeous, gorgeous and beautiful and whatever I just said to Chispa. I don't know what my TikTok is. It's probably Josie Takes the World. I have a Twitter, but Twitter's dying. It's Josie Takes the... Other than that, stay woke or get woke. Ooh, you thought I forgot. No, I didn't. Okay, bye.
This has been an Irreverent Media podcast.